with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. As reports continue to trickle in on Iran's crackdown on protests in the country, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Mike Walls says President Trump will take action against the Islamic Republic.
President Trump is a man of action, not endless talk like we see at the United Nations. He has made it clear all options are on the table to stop the slaughter. And no one should know that better than the leadership of the Iranian regime.
The U.S. was joined Thursday by Iranian dissidents to rebuke the country's government crackdown on the nationwide protests that activists say has killed at least 2,637 people. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says President Trump is considering invoking the rarely used Insurrection Act in response to violence in Minneapolis at protests against the federal immigration crackdown.
I discussed with the president this morning several things that we are dealing with under the department and different operations. We did discuss the Insurrection Act. He certainly has the constitutional authority to utilize that. My hope is that this leadership team in Minnesota will start to work with us to get criminals off the streets.
The announcement comes a day after a man was shot and wounded by an immigration officer who had been attacked with a shovel and broom handle. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado says she presented her Nobel Peace Prize medal to President Trump. She described it as a recognition of his commitment to Venezuela's freedom. Mr. Trump confirmed later on social media that she had left the medal for him. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 292 points. This is SRN News. More churches are closing than are opening.
A new study from Lifeway Research reveals that for 2024, the last year for which all the data is in, about 3,800 new Protestant churches opened in this country. However, that same year, roughly 4,000 churches closed their doors. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell finds a silver lining, saying, quote, "Given recent declines in Americans identifying as Christians, churches show a remarkable ability to remain open even with fewer attendees." Michael Harrington reporting.
Legal experts say the Supreme Court seems likely to uphold state laws barring males from playing on female sports teams in school. During arguments this week, at least five of the six conservatives on the nine-member court indicated they'll rule that the laws don't violate either the Constitution or the landmark Title IX statute designed to protect women's sports. This is SRN News. In case there was any doubt, soccer, known abroad as football, remains wildly popular.
World Soccer's governing body has received more than 500 million ticket requests for this year's World Cup. Outside the host countries, the most requests come from Germany, England, and Brazil. FIFA is asking for up to $8,600 per ticket, although after criticism, it did announce $60 tickets for every game available through national federations. The most requested match, Colombia versus Portugal, June 27th in Miami Gardens, Florida. Rich Thomason reporting.
Federal prosecutors are charging 26 people, including former college basketball players, who allegedly tried to fix games as recently as last season in what they call a scheme to rig NCAA and Chinese Basketball Association games. More details at SRNnews.com.